This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a Trash Tuesday, so get your trashings in at 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Also on Twitter, DA on CBS. Coming up in 35 minutes from now, Justice Winslow, Duke standout, many good memories of March Madness for him, Miami Heat forward. We'll talk to Justice Winslow coming up about the Heat, about the playoffs upcoming, about March Madness in about 35 minutes from now. I've got my bracket. We've got a bracket challenge for you guys to play along with us. Our bracket challenge means whoever has the lowest score, the worst bracket here within the staff walls, will be punished by death. By death meaning failure of your internal organs, meaning we are forcing you to eat a heaping mound of the hottest salsa legal in the U.S. The guys at Pepper Palace in Minnesota got me what they consider, what they believe is the hottest salsa legal on the market. So we'll do that after the brackets are done. Play along with us. Go to our Twitter page or go to our Facebook page, and you'll see the link to play along with us here on the show. Every year I fill out my brackets, and every year I hate my brackets. Every year I love March Madness. Every year I love filling out the bracket. Every year I look at my bracket and hate it. This is what I can tell you. I believe that Virginia is the best team in America, but the best team in America doesn't always win the title. But I do believe they're good enough to get through to the Final Four. They have got a very difficult bracket. Cincinnati's defense is nasty. Kentucky's the ultimate X factor. Arizona has the best player in the country. Miami is extremely well coached. And those are just the top six seeds in their region. But I believe out of that region, you're going to see Kentucky win a couple of games, get to the Sweet 16. I love the Wildcats matchup of Kentucky versus Arizona. I know a lot of people believe that Davidson can shoot down Kentucky because of their three-point bombing, but I think so many people are picking Davidson to pull the 5-12. I'm going against the grain. I like Kentucky to win that game. I've got a different 5-12 upset. Give me Kentucky to the Sweet 16, but Virginia taking them out there. Virginia over Miami, who takes out Cincinnati, and Virginia into the Final Four in the West. Xavier's your one. Xavier's going to be good enough to win a couple of games. But I believe that North Carolina and Gonzaga are both very formidable foes for Xavier. Michigan looked good in the Big Ten tournament. I think they'll win two games. Ultimately, I think North Carolina knocks them off in the Sweet 16. I think we get to an Elite Eight where Gonzaga and UNC are playing. I think the Zags are underseeded. The Zags are very balanced. They had good power wins in the non-conference. I think because the Zags play in the WCC, once again, undervalued. But they get to the Final Four last year in the national championship game. I think they take out Xavier. I think they also take out North Carolina, although I love UNC's push. Give me the Zags into the Final Four. I think South Dakota State is live in that bracket. I think they could pull off the 5-12 against Ohio State. That's the one I'm looking at. I also think that Providence is much better than people give them credit for as a 10 seed. in the East, Villanova is your number one. Very good team. But do you realize, outside of winning the national championship a couple of years ago, Jay Wright squads don't get out of the first weekend. Forget into the Final Four. They don't get out of the first weekend. I don't think it's crazy to believe that Bama and Colin Sexton or Virginia Tech could knock out Villanova in the round of 32. I think Nova gets through the round of 32, but ultimately falls in the Sweet 16 to Wichita State. I know Greg Marshall's crew maybe isn't as top-end talented as previous Wichita State Shockers teams, but I think Wichita State this year is a deeper crew than Greg Marshall has had in years. I like Wichita State into the Elite Eight. Bottom half of that little bracket, watch out for St. Bonaventure. They've got UCLA in this 11-11 matchup in the first four. I like the Bonnies to dance past them. Watch them against Florida. I like them to beat Florida as well. And watch them against Texas Tech. If Texas Tech gets past Stephen F. Austin, I think the Bonnies are live. I think they could have a little VCU action playing in the first four playing game, winning a couple of games. Ultimately, though, I really like Purdue on the bottom half of that bracket. Purdue can shoot the three. Purdue's very balanced. Purdue has the layoff. I think it'll help them. I don't know. Maybe they're rusty, but I like Purdue, Wichita State, and the Elite Eight. And the Shockers moving on. And then the Midwest. This one's tough. Kansas is the one seed, but Kansas is flawed. I cannot pick Kansas to get all the way to the Final Four. I don't think this is going to be the year that Bill Self's crew does it. They've overachieved this year. I worry about Auburn. I don't think they finished well. I think they've been under a lot of scrutiny. Really good regular season. Wouldn't surprise me if Auburn falls first game. Now think about it. If Auburn and Clemson win, you have a football matchup of the round of 32. Auburn-Clemson in a 4-5 matchup, perhaps. But I think Clemson gets through New Mexico State. Again, a 5-12, everybody's picking as the upset. And I'll go the opposite way. I think Murray State as a 12 could knock off West Virginia in a 5-12. Too many people are picking Texas A&M to pull that one, or New Mexico State, rather, to pull off the upset over Clemson. I think Clemson wins that game, but I think College of Charleston could win two games, but then Kansas gets past them. I think it sets up for a Kansas-Duke. Watch out for TCU. They're going to get the Arizona State against Syracuse winner. TCU can score. Syracuse cannot. Arizona State has problems. I think TCU wins that game. I think TCU could surprise Michigan State. Sparty is really talented, obviously well-coached, but under duress from a year of questions and caught flat-footed in the Big Ten tournament, not a lot of juice when it mattered for Michigan State. I wonder if they're getting worn down. I think they could get picked off by TCU in a shocker in the round of 32. I like Duke against Kansas in the Elite Eight. Duke into the Final Four. I think ultimately Kansas isn't going to get that far, which is why I hate my bracket. Because ultimately, I have a 1, a 2, and 2 fours. And I said I think there could be crazy upsets in this tournament. I really like UNC. I really like Duke. I like Virginia. I like Miami. I think Miami can win multiple games. Those are all ACC squads. They're not all going to get through. And so somebody's going to have to upset the apple cart, because we're not going to have four number ones or two ones and two twos. I just don't think it's going to happen that way. So I believe there's going to be upsets early, double-digit seeds early, and then by the time we get to the Final Four, probably at least three of the four teams of the Final Four, I believe, will be top four seeds. Maybe one party crasher as a double-digit seed, but not multiple. I think we have an all-ACC Final Four matchup in the championship game. Virginia Duke, give me Virginia. It is the easy pick because they're the number one overall seed, but I think if they can make it out of the South, that has Kentucky, Arizona, Cincinnati, Miami, I'm not so high in Tennessee. I think if Virginia makes it out of that, they're going to be good enough to finish the deal with the final two wins. I don't love watching them play. That defense is very boring. The way they play can be a slog, a grind. But you know what happens? In a wide-open tournament where there's no great team, the best defensive team has a leg up. And I think this is the year the Tony Bennett squad gets over the hump and wins a national title. They got through a really tough ACC with one conference loss. They won an ACC tournament against multiple really good teams. I think they finished the deal this year. That's my bracket. Play along with us. The worst bracket within our walls will end up eating the hottest salsa legal. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Maestro Mike says, DA, thank you. Trashing Mraz for the PGP last week, I could barely make it through without being disgusted by the burping. Shaking my damn head, thumbs down emoji. Beam me up to a different spaceship, hashtag no bodily noises directly into my ears, please.
Taking out the trash.
Captain Johnny tweets, I'm trashing Mraz for not his one but two belches on side B of the PGP last week. Something about them blasting through my earbuds made it feel like he was belching up his protein bowl in my face.
You're so trashy.
Daniel tweets, Mraz could have done something 100 times worse than two burps, like backing the guy who said the Browns are going to go from worst to first, or that Mark Davis is the most handsome man on the planet. Did somebody say that?
Hot trash.
Listeners didn't like it. Staff didn't like it. Jolton Joe D'Aloisio, formerly in the Wheels of Steel. This was a man that poured his heart and soul into this show on a daily basis. Walked away to become a professor of mass communications at a reputable college here in the New York City area, Iona, which is actually dancing. Tweets, that trash made my day. Give him hell. I heard it. Oh, yeah. I heard it too. Sometimes I wonder if I'm overreacting, and so I let it sit. I heard it on Saturday morning. I let it sit over the weekend. I didn't want to overreact. I came in here yesterday, and Mraz just didn't get it. Just doesn't get it. Pete the Body Bilotti, you're also a professor of communications, of mass media at St. John's University. You are a professor that works with young people. What would happen if they gave you a clip of audio of them openly belching in the middle of their conversation?
Oh, it would be an automatic zero in a giant lecture. Automatic zero. That's unprofessional. 101.
So what does it say about Mraz that he could work for 5+ years at CBS Sports Radio, a reputable nationally syndicated network with a show that has, I'd like to think, a pretty good reputation around the industry, ranked routinely every single year as a top 10 or top 15 show in America? What does it say that he feels that the side B of the PGP is a playground to belch in?
He will not learn. That's something he will not learn.
Poor student.
Yes.
What is a punishment that suffices here? He's already been knocked off this week's side B of the PGP. Should he be suspended from the PGP side B for a month? Three more episodes?
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. A month. I would be okay with that.
Do you think he would learn then? Would that education sink in?
I think so.
We're 20 seconds late to break if we want to play with the rules here.
Mm-hmm.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. I've got more info than I could have ever imagined on dirty diapers on the sidewalk. I can't believe this is a thing. I can't believe it. I'm getting tweets about this. This is a thing. Where do we live? This is so unacceptable. When we come back, sound check your best audio of the day, including Tom Brady last night of the Late Show with Stephen Colbert doing something I never thought I would see him do. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A happy Trash Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. We're taking your trashes here on the DA show. Also, Justice Winslow is going to join us. Heat forward. 40 minutes past the hour. That should be a lot of fun. Justice Winslow, former Duke standout, now a member of the Miami Heat, going to drop on by at 40 minutes past the hour. We've got your sound check coming up here. David tweets, I'm trashing Orlando Scandrick for wanting to leave the Cowboys. Good luck landing a gig, dude. Hashtag can't stay healthy.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Ross Run tweets, I'm trashing the old walkers at the gym that go three wide on a three-lane track.
Epic trash job.
Yeah, man, look, Rubin's racing right there. You just got to buzz by the old walkers, maybe nudge them a little bit, or get in their bump draft. Get right behind them. Hope that takes you up that track just a little bit faster. Drew tweets, I'm trashing the critics who don't think the Blazers have a legit chance at a title. They're clueless. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Yeah, sorry, they don't. They're not going to beat the Warriors or the Rockets in a seven-game series. They're not going to win an NBA championship, but their evolution this year has been awesome to watch. Damian Lillard is easily one of the most exciting players in basketball and one of the best players in basketball. They have proven that you can make that jump, an elite jump, to become an elite team of the Western Conference. But I just don't believe there's any way that the Blazers can get past the Rockets or the Warriors and then win the NBA Finals. Although I suppose if they get to the NBA Finals by beating the Warriors, anything is possible. I don't think they're capable of beating the Warriors in a seven-game series. But I do think they're wonderful to watch, and I can't wait to see them in the playoffs. Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Taking a look at the one who got it done. This week it's James Harden. He scores 28 points in last night's win over the Spurs, 16 in the third quarter. Added to his scoring lead and was well-rested after missing the previous game against Dallas to rest his sore knee. Houston goes to 3-0 against the Spurs this year, one game left in the series. Just the second time in 20 years the Rockets have won the season series against San Antonio. How about that? The Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger, the products and services you need when you need them. Grainger's got your back to help keep your facility running. Grainger for the ones who get it done. Sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
This is something I never thought I would see Tom Brady do. Last night, Late Show, Stephen Colbert on CBS. Chugs a beer.
I was pretty good beer chugger back in the day.
You were a good beer chugger?
Yeah.
Do you want to chug a beer?
I'm okay. Do you want to do this? Again, this is for
the
kids.
Are we competing or are we chugging?
I don't know if you're a competitive guy.
Let's try.
Okay, let's try.
Yeah.
Somebody time it. Okay, how do we start this? Okay, so we just click and go. All right, okay.
Can we spill?
We can spill.
All right. Ready? I left a little. That was good.
That was
really good.
Okay, so a couple of things here. Number one, it's a very transparent attempt by his PR team to make him seem more human. Let's have Tom Brady chug a beer. That'll show America that he's a normal guy. Because we all know he's totally not relatable to the average Joe. Average Joe's six-pack, comes back to his house, can't pay his mortgage, watches football on Sundays, looks at his life and go, where did it go wrong? He does not look at Tom Brady and say, oh, that guy's like me. He eats kale juice and avocado ice cream. He rides white horses on sandy beaches with his supermodel wife. He wins every major game he's ever been in. He's considered the greatest of all time. He's handsome. He's affable. He's dominant. Yeah, I don't have anything in common with him because he just doesn't come off as a normal guy. I think Peyton Manning, Drew Brees come off as much more normal. So I think now, late in his career, you will see a push by his PR team and his handlers to do things like this. Hey, we'll get him on a talk show and let's have him chug a beer. Like, that's not Colbert's. I don't think that's Colbert's staff's idea. Maybe it is, but it's got to get run by Brady's people. And Brady's people have to say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And you know Brady doesn't sit around chugging beers. However, there was a story that Brian Hoyer put out there for a Brady book that said one time they were snowed in Buffalo after a Bills game. They went out to Dinosaur Barbecue, and they had a beer-chugging contest within the team, and he said, I'll beat you all, and he actually did and just walked away. He can chug a beer. He really can. It was dominant. If you see this video, he was tremendous at it. So I've got another level of respect to it. Did its intended service. It made me feel like Tom Brady's a little bit more normal. But it's also an intended point. Hey, let's make sure America thinks that he's more relatable, and you will see more of this. But at the end of the day, he was great at it. He was great. I got more respect for him. Dude actually legitimately chugged a beer and fast.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Now when he says, that was good, I don't know if I believe him. That feels like, okay, after you do it, don't like wince and kind of like puke. And certainly don't burp on the PGP side B if you're Tom Brady. Brad Heller, dessert coordinator on Westwood One over the weekend doing tournament coverage, follows up an interview with Bruce Rasmussen of the NCAA Selection Committee.
Finish with this. What's for dessert tonight?
Ice cream. This is a big night.
Multiple flavors or is it just one?
Oh, no. Not only multiple flavors, but multiple toppings.
Bruce Rasmussen, committee chair of the men's basketball tournament, who will join us come Selection Sunday once we have the field of 68 all set. Bruce, thank you very much and good luck the next 36 hours.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Brad, back to you.
All right, Jason, thank you very much. Boy, I could get on board with that dessert conversation anytime, especially now as we get ready for Selection Sunday, now just 2 days away.
The dessert coordinator strikes!
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Jason Horowitz, who's hosting Westwood One coverage, asks Rasmussen about what they're going to eat in that room. And boy, the door is open. You could just see the tongue roll out of Brad Heller's mouth. He starts panting. I want to talk about dessert. And finally, Taz on Taz the Moose this morning, pressing Bogish on which bracket he'll compete in.
You're a very famous guy in the sports world, so I'm sure that you're going to be filling out a lot of brackets.
One bracket.
Just DA show?
Across many contests.
Nice. Just the DA show. So just one bracket, but across many different contests.
Yes.
All right.
Taz, yeah. Moose, sorry, I can't. I have
every
to
show has got their own bracket challenge.
Exactly.
So you got to fill out a new DA, Jim Rome.
Not invited into the Rome one.
Not invited to the Rome.
Turned down Tiki and Tierney.
You turned it down.
Yeah. I love those guys. What do you mean you turned them down? Why?
I just, you know.
Just
that's
too many.
Me.
This guy just, he will just poop on any shows he's not on at that moment. He's unbelievable.
What was Tiki and Tierney putting on the line for their...
Yeah, what are they doing?
I don't know about anything. There's danger on the DA show. The loser of the on DA has to do something horrible, like eat something spicy.
Okay.
I don't
that's
know.
That's really, really horrible. Oh my
I don't
God.
Know of a prize for tough. Tiki and Tierney, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. Is Taz taking another shot? Is he mocking our toughness? I will have you know, Taz, that's about the toughest thing we can do around here is eat something spicy. That's about it. Yep. That's kind of the level of our toughness. All right. We'll see where Bogish puts his brackets because loyalty is on the line here at CBS Sports Radio. A man caught in the middle of a divorcee parents.
It's my fault.
Do you love mommy or do you love daddy? Who do you love more? Bogish caught in the middle of a really ugly separation right now. When we come back, Justice Winslow, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
On No Sweat Pants at Work Zone.
Cooking is the right word because you and Mraz being Madden and Gruden in their prime.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Madden and Gruden. I'll tell you what, Sean. That's really high praise coming from a real football mind like that. March Madness is here. Tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV. On the go with March Madness live or listen on Westwood One. Now my Gruden impersonation goes out the window. He won't be talking to Sean as in Sean McDonough anymore. He'll be talking to Mark as in Mark Davis. Now I got to get ready for a whole new crop of characters on Monday Night Football. I think it's such a mistake to push McDonough out the door doing play-by-play of Monday Night Football. If you've ever listened to McDonough do a college football or a college basketball tournament game, if you ever listened to him do the Big East tournament with Raftery and Billis, you knew that was arguably the greatest broadcast team in basketball history, certainly college basketball history. It can translate, but ESPN doesn't want anybody that's going to be critical of the league. And McDonough will go after officiating and will talk about issues. He is unafraid to do so. They don't like it. They don't like it. They want you to toe the company line, not upset the NFL. They're on shaky ground as it is with the NFL. They know cord cutting is a real thing. So they want to play it cool. All right. Well, we'll see. Because McDonough has called the World Series for CBS back in the day. He has called high-level college basketball and college football, major bowl games, major college basketball tournaments. He was the voice of the Red Sox, basically at 22, 23 years old. But the guy was a prodigy. It's not that he can't call a game. It's that you want the game to be a show and never criticize the NFL. Well, that's not exactly the NFL play-by-play guys that we all want. It's a Trash Tuesday around here. So trash, take out the trash. Who are you trashing? Jason tweets, I'm trashing my sister-in-law for having too busy of a schedule to let me know when I can visit NYC this May. I'm craving the prime rib sandwich from Eataly. Hashtag, you need to eat like this. Hashtag, I hope she doesn't read this.
You've been trashed.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
We've had some people trashing the automatic fountain machines that they're too hard to use. Reed Phillips tweets, I'm trashing the all-in-one freestyle soda machines. While they may take up less space in your restaurant and give customers variety, having a variety of terribleness is worse than only having a couple of options.
Hot trash.
I have to admit, I have seen these. I haven't really used these often. So I don't know if they're smart or stupid. But I have seen them. And it's automation. I don't know. But boy, fountain soda's good. Paul tweets, DA, I'm trashing my wife and myself. Her for being a jerk. Me for spitting in her coffee. Boom. Silent revenge.
Taking out the trash.
Gross.
Well, that seems aggressive. That seems unnecessarily aggressive. I mean, do we really need to be spitting in our spouses' liquids? I think we're better than that, right? Maybe not. Chris tweets, I'm trashing Mraz for his trash snack selection at sporting events. If you're going to broadcast your snack call to us, at least make it something we will be jealous of.
Hot trash.
Ouch. Our toll-free number is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Our next guest joins us on behalf of MetRx, whose lineup of sports nutrition products help elite athletes who are hungry for more take their training to the next level. Our next guest was a star for Duke's national championship team a couple of years ago in 2015. He was second team all-rookie team a couple of years ago as well. Former number 10 overall selection of the NBA draft, Miami Heat forward Justice Winslow. Justice, good morning.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. And You're in the middle of a great run. Over the last six games, you've averaged double-digit points, seven rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1.7 steals. Do you feel like this is the best basketball you have played since you've gotten into the league?
Yeah, it's definitely definitely some of the better basketball I've been playing. But just hats off to my teammates and the coaching staff, who's putting me in a good position to be successful. But yeah, I'm in a pretty good rhythm right now.
Feels like you guys also are keeping your head above water, trying to get that final playoff slot, maybe even a little better. But right now, you're in that eighth slot. How much will it take? What will it take down the stretch for you guys to hold on to making the postseason?
It's going to take everything we have. I mean, it's close right now. You know, not as tight as the Western Conference, but, you know, Eastern standings are still tight, kind of, you know, 5-8. So we have a good opportunity ahead of us to string together some wins and try to go up a couple of spots. But it's extremely tight. That's what you want as a competitor, is for every game to have meaning.
Yeah, it's a good thing for you. There's a little space because between you and the next team, Detroit, there's a couple of game cushions. So right now you guys are the 8 seed, trying to hold on to that, make the postseason. Obviously, a big story for you guys this year was getting Dwayne Wade back at the trade deadline. Obviously, he's a hero in town. Seeing Wade return to the franchise, what has that experience been like for you?
I mean, it's great. You know, just being part of history, you know, his return, everything he means for the city, the community in Miami. So it's been unbelievable. Just his presence and kind of his aura of being back has taken over the whole city. So it's been great to be a part of.
What's something that you notice as you watch him go about practice or games now that he's back? What's one thing that stands out to you as you observe Wade's return?
I think just his preparation as a professional, just coming into work every day early, taking care of his body, just trying to give himself the best chance to be successful, especially at his point of career he's in. So, I think just his preparation, you know, every day, showing up to work on time, being a professional, watching the film, helping out the whole team. I think that's been one of the biggest things I noticed.
Heat forward Justice Winslow joins us here on the show. One thing that has been fire for you guys is these brand new badass jerseys. They got the throwback script on them. They got the teal and the pink. Everybody in that city loves them. You guys have been wearing them a lot. They look great. How have you liked those brand new jerseys you guys are rocking?
I like them. We wore them for like 15 straight games, so Kai got a little tired of them. But I mean, they're cool. They're a good way to represent the city. So I think the guys like them.
You obviously have very fond memories of the NCAA tournament. Only a brief run for you, 1 year at Duke, but boy, you guys end up winning the NCAA tournament. So going into this, which we've been breaking down brackets the last 2 days, what was your feeling going into your first March Madness, into your first NCAA tournament? Was it nerves? Was it excitement? What were the emotions you felt?
I think for me, I was a little nervous. And it took me to the end of that first game to really, you know, find the rhythm, find the flow. But, I was confident in our team. We had just lost in the semifinals to a good Notre Dame team. But it was kind of a wake-up call for us. And I think it was, you know, one of the best things that happened to us as a group was losing the ACC. So it just woke us up. And, you know, we went on a run, won 6 in a row, and won the championship.
You know, you guys had some exciting games en route to that championship, but ended up, you know, kind of pulling away at the end of a lot of those games. And then in the championship game, you obviously take home everything. What was it like when you're walking up on that ladder and you're snipping that net and you're going, wow, my first year, we accomplished all this? Was that kind of mind-blowing?
Honestly, you know, we didn't really think about it as, you know, it being our first year. Everybody on the team, you know, just wanted to win. We all had championship mentality, and so we just lived in the moment, and it's something that we always believed in. So when it happened, you know, we weren't surprised or, you know, it wasn't too crazy to us. It's what we had worked all year for. We were a top team the whole year, so we understood the level that we needed to play at the whole year to get that accomplished. So for us, it wouldn't take us by surprise. We were just happy and glad that we had finally did it.
You have been part of two legendary figures in basketball, Coach K at Duke and then Pat Riley, of course, overseeing the Heat. Do you see any similarities between the two that might drive those guys to greatness?
Yeah, for sure. I think just their knowledge of the game and their desire to win, I think that's two things that separate them. And for Coach, it involves you know, recruiting and going on the road and getting to know young players. And for Coach Riley, has been, you know, as a player, as a coach, and, you know, as a someone in the front office. So just their desire to win, I think, is a characteristic that really separates them.
The one and done might be gone next year. You were that. You were also Parade All-American, a McDonald's All-American 2014, Texas's Mr. Basketball. Had you not had to go to college for a year, would you have jumped directly to the NBA?
No, I think I would have. I think I would have gone to college regardless. Jumping straight to NBA, I mean, it wasn't even an option, so it's hard to even say. But I had a great year at Duke, so I don't take it back, you know, at all.
No doubt. Justice Winslow joins us here on the show. He's working on behalf of MetRx. How are things going with MetRx? What are you guys working on right now together?
Having the year I did have last year, being out a long time, you know, just focusing on my body is something that was really important to me. And just they're a nutrition company that, you know, helps athletes, you know, take their game, take their workouts to the next level. So that was just been a big focus of mine, and just focusing on, you know, working towards the future and putting in the time, putting in the work. I thought this would be a great brand, a great company to partner with to help take my game to the next level.
Well, good to see you back healthy after the torn labrum. Thanks for joining us today on behalf of MetRx. Be sure to check out Justice on Instagram and on Twitter to hear how he uses his past success to fuel his hunger for more. Justice Winslow from the Miami Heat joining us this morning on the show. Justice, good stuff, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Justice Winslow joining us here on the show. I think this version of Duke is a very good version as well, and Marvin Bagley is just a sight to behold. I think if you are watching the NCAA tournament as an NBA fan, two guys you have to watch: DeAndre Ayton, Arizona; Marvin Bagley, Duke. Those two guys are just monsters. They really are. And I think that you can easily see why both those guys are going to be drafted very, very high in the upcoming draft, because they both make it look easy and they both have the ability to instantaneously turn around an offense or a game. DeAndre Ayton is just built like an Adonis. He's 7 feet tall, 260, 270 pounds. He's athletic. He's big. He's got moves. He's just a force of nature. Some have compared him to a young Shaq. So he could just blow up everything for Arizona. Blow up everything that you try to do. Although I wonder if Arizona has been worn down by the Sean Miller allegations, FBI probe, the questions, etc. And I think that Kentucky-Arizona matchup, if we get that in the round of 32, is going to be special. Kentucky doesn't have the beef to match up with DeAndre Ayton, but right now they're playing their best basketball of the year. That'll be a round of 32 matchup, Kentucky-Arizona. Sweet. Marvin Bagley with Duke, I think they'll end up dancing deep into the tournament. I think they'll go to the Final Four out of that region. I don't think that's a really tough region. I think that Arizona's region is very difficult. I think KU is going to end up stumbling somewhere along the way. They're a little overseeded at number one. They're deserving of it, but this is not one of Bill Self's best teams. I think Duke can take advantage, although Duke's round of 32 matchup against URI is very interesting. Rhode Island, Coach Hurley, what they've done in the A-10, very good squad to match up against Duke in the round of 32. But Bagley is amazing. One guy that we don't know about is Michael Porter from Mizzou. He's going to be involved in the 8-9 matchup, as Mizzou is an 8, Florida State is a 9. You could see another round of 32 matchup, Xavier, the 1 seed, against 8-seeded Mizzou, but with Michael Porter. That could be very, very interesting. So these are guys you want to watch. They'll probably be the top three picks in the draft. Other guys, Michigan State's Jaren Jackson, Texas's Muhammad Bamba. Mo Bamba, 10-seed against 7-seed Nevada. Very good first-round matchup. For Michigan State, they should at least win a game. They've got Bucknell in the first round. I think as the three, they've got a tough matchup against TCU. Maybe a little too early for Jamie Dixon's squad, but they can score. I think they'll make life difficult to Michigan State. And so that round of 32 matchup, Michigan State, TCU, very interesting. Trey Young to the tournament, he could be a top 10 pick. Colin Sexton to the tournament, Alabama, he could be a top 10 pick. Wendell Carter's to the tournament with Duke, he could be a top 10 pick. So there's a lot of guys to watch in this tournament if you're an NBA fan and getting ready for the June draft. When we come back here on the show, the Saints have come to an agreement with Drew Brees, who won that side, and Richard Sherman gets called out by a future Hall of Famer for negotiating his own contract. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.